If this is the Think Christian podcast, then you know what I'm about to say. There's no such thing as secular, even in popular culture. I'm Josh Larson, editor at thinkchristian.net, also will be your host. Welcome to a special double album episode. That's right, two records to discuss today, both under the theme of covenant. In Genesis, God made a promise that he would be our God and we would be his people. How does this idea of belonging play out in Chance the Rapper's The Big Day and Beyoncé's Lion King album? Well, that's what I'm going to discuss with TC writer Catherine Freeman. We had already invited Catherine on to talk about Chance, and then when we decided to make Beyoncé our second topic, I figured she might as well stick around. She is, after all, our resident Beyoncé expert. Before Catherine and I dig in, I wanted to share a quick review we got from Gamer Jeffro on Apple Podcasts. This is what I've been looking for in a podcast for a long time. Great to see it happening. Love that you guys talk about comics, movies, video games, and more in entertainment, but also talk about Christianity and relate it together. Great work. Keep it up. Thanks, Gamer Jeffro. These reviews are really important to help a new show like ours gain traction. So if you, and yes, I mean you, the person listening right now, could leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd really appreciate it. You can do it right now by scrolling down on our show page as you listen. Let's bring on Catherine Freeman. Catherine, thanks for pulling double duty on this episode. I know it's a chore for you to have to listen to new music from Chance the Rapper and Beyoncé, so I appreciate your dedication here with this.
Somebody's got to do the hard work. Take the tough assignments.
How about we start with Chance and his new album, The Big Day? This is a massive 22-track collection. It's stylistically diverse, sort of a concept album, I guess. It's a bit confounding, to be honest with you. How would you describe it?
I think confounding is a good description. I mean, there's a lot going on and a lot of different sounds, and even his rapping style changes from song to song. So I find it sonically interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. My first listen, I found it maybe not only confounding, but overwhelming. You are trying to keep up with the different styles and the different rhythms, all the guest artists, but I need to sit with it longer, I guess, is how I feel. I've already listened to it a number of times, and there are a few songs that are starting to bubble to the top for me that I really do like, but I will admit it doesn't have that initial pull that, you know, Coloring Book had for sure. And even those four tracks he released maybe last year or so grabbed me a lot more initially, where these are a little bit more of a slow grow for me. Has that been your experience?
So I think I agree. I don't think it hits the same way that Coloring Book did. I think for me, as many times as I've listened to it, the song that stands out to me that I love and probably will listen to is the one that features the guy from Death Cab for Cutie. I can't think of his name.
Ben Gibbard, yeah.
Yeah, Do You Remember? That song feels like a perfect encapsulation of summer. And it kind of reminds me a little bit more sonically of maybe the Coloring Book sound and the idea of like growing up. And I really like that song a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's the easiest to grab a hold of, I think, because of that chorus that repeats with Gibbard's vocal. And it's hard not to love it in the middle of summer as well, you know, to get a song like that. So that one does stand out. I do think, you know, amidst all of this stuff that's going on here, I do think there's a reoccurring theme. It's obvious. It's referred to in the title of the album about Chance's recent marriage and his celebration of that. Many of the songs directly address it, mention his relationship with his wife. And that does bring in this idea of covenant. For Christians, you know, marriage is a covenant. It's a promise. It's intended to be a reflection of God's covenant with us. And I think that promise of relationship with God and then within marriage too, it's something to celebrate. And for sure, The Big Day is a celebratory album. There's just so much joy in this music, as I think you'd expect from Chance, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's kind of probably his brand, but it's so happy. And I feel like what's great about that is even though I feel a little underwhelmed, I'm so happy for him. And I love just listening to him talk about the joy of marriage and for him growing up. You know, obviously he's a man, he's in his late 20s, I think, but this sort of mental maturity journey that he's been on, that marriage kind of being the next evolution in his life stage. And so I'm kind of iffy on the album. I just love that he's so joyful and happy. And
yeah, there's definitely a coming of age element to it, even though he is older. You're right. And what's interesting too is that he places the celebration that's going on, for me, I think, within an awareness that, especially when we think about this covenant bargain, that humans aren't capable of holding up their end of the bargain. So as he's celebrating, he's also confessing his failings in certain songs and reminds me of, you know, the Israelites turning away from God after he made the covenant with them. But then Chance always pledges to return into that covenant with his wife and really literally with God in some of the songs. There's this understanding that God is always faithful throughout the album. I'm curious what sort of covenant markers you might have seen in the big day.
You know, I think even in his relationship with his wife, we know that they've kind of gone through ups and downs. They had a daughter, they broke up. But this idea of him promising her, you know, I'll always come back to you, but then also too, he gives a lot of like material promises, which for Christians, obviously God doesn't just promise us material things. His presence is the gift.
One of the covenant markers that stood out to me in the big day, Catherine, is five-year plan. And this song, the title itself, you know, it suggests being organized or taking charge, setting your path. But what I really like about it is that it also acknowledges that God, paraphrasing Jeremiah here, has plans for us. And those plans supersede our own. You know, even our own plans fall under his covenant. And as Chance puts it, anything you gave to me, they couldn't pry from my hands. Anything you gave to me, I know it's right for my brand. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
If you followed your flight plan, you'd be right here praying. Eyes closed, right now saying, Lord of Lords, I know you gave abundantly, even gave up your son for me. No need for sacrificing my plans. And I love to say your name, it come from my diaphragm. I just had to scare him off and draw a line in the sand. Anything you gave to me, they couldn't pry from my hands. Anything you gave to me, I know it's right for my brand. I know shortcuts, cut short.
That section is also a great example of the shift in vocal registers that Chance often employs. You had mentioned, Catherine, the different rapping styles that he uses. Here he starts with this casual spoken word rhythm, I'd say, and then it picks up pace, gathers in excitement, and then it hits that high-pitched whine that tells you he's nearly lost himself in the moment. It's so great when Chance's songs give themselves over to joy like that. For me, that's kind of when they become praise songs in a sense.
I love that song. And it reminded me of, I was reading as I was preparing Isaiah 30, and it's this point in Isaiah where the Israelites have once again walked away and God is saying, these are all the things that are coming because you've been disobedient. But then kind of midway through the chapter, he returns to his covenant and who he is. And he says, starting in verse 20, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. And with your own eyes, you'll see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way to walk in it. In that song, Five-Year Plan, where he's like, anything I did was right for my brand, knowing that the idea of being in covenant with God means that always he does have a plan for us. When we seek him, he's faithful to tell us, like, this is the way, walk in it, no matter which direction we go. And I feel like we hear that in the song of like, yeah, he did have a five-year plan. And that planning for humans can be really overwhelming. Like, there are all these things to consider. You know, and he talks about you got to plan your vacation 5 years out. I mean, that can be very overwhelming, but I think the fact that he returns to, well, anything I said in my plan was right because, you know, you're with me or you walk with me. And so I think to me, that's something just as a Christian to hold on to and being in covenant relationship with God. Yeah, it's right to be prepared and make plans, but my hope doesn't lie in the plan. And then when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I can go to God and ask him and he'll provide direction.
Yeah, that covenant promise is foundational. So even though it's good to make plans, and I do like how the song kind of encourages that, but also makes fun of it a little bit, there's a back and forth. So you're right. It's good to be responsible in that way, but to know that it does lie in God's hands. There's a push and pull there that the song does have a lot of fun with. Any other favorite songs of yours that either tie into this covenant idea, Catherine, or just ones you think might, out of the 22, stick with you when you've given this album a little more time?
You know, I don't know that it fits into the covenant thing, but I think Hot Shower sticks with me just okay. Because the sound is really interesting. I don't think I've ever heard him rap at that cadence
before. Very different, yeah.
And so it's kind of a silly song. But to me, I think the idea for him, going back to this idea of coming of age and changing, the album overall seems very exploratory. It's weird for Chance because we have all these other albums that he should be more settled than he is. But those other albums are technically mixtapes.
Right.
This is his first album. And so if you think about it like that, it's like, oh, I guess it makes sense that he's kind of playing with and trying to find his sound. And so, yeah, it's kind of a silly song. I've not heard him rap that way before. But even bringing it back to the Covenant, I don't think the song itself fits that theme. But the idea of Covenant, right? Like that you're in relationship with God no matter what. As we grow older, maybe our callings or vocations change.
We can change within that relationship too.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's part of it. The Covenant isn't a trap. And I guess in some way, you have to admire that exploratory nature of the big day. Because you're right, it's very experimental in a lot of ways, in some of his own rhythms, in some of the music that is used, the style of music, and also really in a lot of the guest artists. I know that's something he's done, you know, a ton of, is use guest artists, but man, are there a bunch of them here in totally different styles. For example, 5-Year Plan uses, of all people, Randy Newman. So that's another really interesting quality about the big day. Well, maybe we'll leave it there, Catherine, though I will note that on the TC website, Claude Acho wrote about the ways that the big day serves as an invitation for listeners to celebrate God's providence. So he breaks down a few of the songs that we didn't get to here in our discussion. So you're still okay with sticking around, Catherine?
Sure.
All right. We're going to get to Beyoncé's Lion King album. We'll also talk about how that might recall God's covenant in just a bit.
Every time I slow up, that's when my father show up. Make ways of escape, then I write back, scrap it like what up. Tell my TV to shut up, what you selling? I don't want it. Hide that word inside my heart. Run our test, gone and guarded. No, I don't want your goodies, baby. You can keep your cookies, lady. I know they got M&Ms, but this road I'm on slim and shaded. Look at that, what you looking at? Oh, she looking good. Now, man, how you looking bad? I'm watching what I'm watching. Yeah, this thing hard, but I'm watching what I'm watching.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Seriously? That was Trip Lee and Derek Minor with a taste of their song Covenant Eyes, a track that explores the importance of accountability when it comes to men honoring the promises they make to their spouses, either current or future, as well as their commitment to live holy lives in the sight of God by avoiding pornography with the help of brothers who care enough to hold them accountable. Now that is not a subject I have heard tackled in rap music before, but Tripp and Minor have been breaking new musical ground for a long time, so that definitely comes as no surprise to me. There may be no sentiment more common in popular music than those three simple covenantal words, I love you. Be they coming from God, from someone who loves us, or from our own mouths. But oh, how we have cheapened the concept. Maybe it's the ephemeral nature of pop music in general, or maybe it's the essential tension that sits in the center of the best rock, soul, and Americana music, but the idea of covenant, of undying commitment, of unending promises is as essential to romance as it is to basic human survival, and we treat it like an ice cream cone melting on a hot summer day. We want it to be true, for us and from us, but how often is it? Art is here precisely to ask these questions, to shape our imagination, and to inspire us to keep holding out for a covenantal hero and to be one. Hi, this is your musical tour guide and resident DJ John J. Thompson, and I'm here with an invitation for you to check out the Spotify playlist I have pulled together to accompany this episode of the Think Christian podcast. In addition to the aforementioned track, there are 21 more from Mute Math, Chance the Rapper, Dawes, The Police, NF, Keith Urban, Loretta Lynn, Robert Johnson, and the Reverend Al Green, which you'll hear a bit later here on the show, and many others. From the covenantal love between a man and a woman to the love God promises us as his children, this is quite a topic for artists. Turns out lots of people want to experience a covenantal relationship with God or with others, but are they possible? You know what to do, just search for the Think Christian playlist on Spotify and hit play. If you follow the latest episode playlist, you'll always have the newest one there in your browser. But you can also find each episode's batch listed separately under the Think Christian profile. Plus, we'll combine all of the playlists into one massive archive so you can follow that as well. And as always, if you think of any great songs I should add, feel free to tweet at me at John J. Thompson, and I will take your suggestion under advisement. That's it for now, but we will be back soon. I promise.
I'm back with Catherine Freeman. And Catherine, if Chance the Rapper's The Big Day is something of a concept album, Beyoncé's The Lion King, The Gift certainly is a concept album, wouldn't you say?
Yes, for sure.
I think it's been called a companion album. That's sort of the phrase that's been used. And maybe share a little bit about what's on this thing, because it's also a bit of a mix.
Yeah, a concept album feels fair. It's not like a true soundtrack. But the album is inspired by, obviously, The Lion King, and then taking inspiration from African artists, primarily Central and West and South African artists that are pretty famous, like Burna Boy, someone who's a huge, huge artist. He's not maybe mainstream American, but
yeah, certain
very
world
well-known.
Music circles, I would imagine.
Yes,
well-known.
Yes, really well-known. And so some of the music kind of goes with the film. And I think overall, the concept is drawing from sort of this idea of African ancestries and culture and flavor as really maybe more of the true inspiration.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. And I got to say, it's kind of a thrill to hear a familiar voice like Beyoncé's within that context, some of this more Afropop music or Afrobeat music that we get on this. It's kind of cool to have those two elements together, but you're the expert here. Your Twitter bio says Beyoncé and public policy. So what did you think of this experiment for her?
I loved it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a huge Beyoncé fan. I just think she continues to push herself musically, stylistically, and, you know, for an artist of that nature to still be doing new things, I think is exciting. And I love that she is platforming artists that maybe some of us aren't familiar with. I think of Tierra Whack, who is a sort of up-and-coming female rapper, American, but, you know, kind of gets lost in the Cardi B, Nicki Minaj kind of craze. And so I just love also, too, for her to be such a global superstar, to use that platform to not only highlight sort of the richness of African culture, but then to also platform these really, really talented artists and producers and give them a space to be heard by a broader audience.
Yeah, it's a very generous album in that sense. And she does appear on most of the songs, but I think there's even one or two where she just gives the entire song over to another artist. So yeah, that's a distinction of this companion album as well. Maybe because I was listening to this and The Big Day back to back on a road trip I was on recently, I did though start to see some Covenant themes in this album too. There are references to Beyoncé's own marriage to Jay-Z that pops up again here in a few songs. Of course, The Lion King itself, the movie, touches on ideas of legacy and ideas of belonging. And you mentioned the African influence. I think that does convey this sense of a gathered people of promise. You know, I realize there are non-Christian African references in these songs as well. We should point that out. It's not nearly as rooted in Christianity as The Big Day is, to be clear. But I did want to talk about one song, Bigger. It's the first track, actually. And it's somewhat an ode to self-empowerment. You could say it does have this curious bit about being, quote, more than words in a Bible verse. But I also think it conveys this idea of being a part of something more than yourself, being made for relationship, love, covenant. You be a tree that's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they framed us to see. Legacy. The song slowly builds from there, and eventually it does add in some African drumming. And then Beyoncé puts the full power of her voice into it. Eventually, it does feel like this call to enter into covenant. And for Christians, that's, you know, the covenant that God established all the way back in Genesis. So a lot of elements and influences coming into play here with Bigger, Catherine. What'd you make of this one?
Yeah, I thought it was great in terms of she's calling you to remember that you're part of something bigger, that it's not just sort of your own individual story, you know, that we're playing a part of this larger narrative. And for Christians, the narrative is God's, right? The story that he's writing. And so sort of thinking about it as a call to remember the covenant and that it's bigger than just you and the idea of being called into community and the importance of not forgetting that. And then also, too, that it's not about winning or losing or your own sort of individual achievements. And that, yeah, for Christians, that it's about God and what he's done. It was interesting listening to her sing that. It reminded me, Bigger is the first, and then Spirit is the last song. And she sort of comes back around to that theme. And I didn't realize that until we just listened to that clip, because in Spirit, like the last sort of song is, your destiny is coming close, stand up and fight. So go off into a far off land and be one with the great I am, which I'm taking as a reference to God. Go and be one with God and play the part that you were called to play in this story, because you're not by yourself. You can stand up and fight because you're not by yourself.
Spirit is the one I think that's included on the actual soundtrack for the film and the one that appears in the movie. And both Spirit and Bigger, they do paint this larger canvas and are humbling in the way we're a part of that. It does kind of stand apart from the very personal song crafting that Chance the Rapper does on The Big Day, you know, where he focuses on our specific relationship with God. And these songs, I do like how even sonically they're expansive. Bigger particularly, you can feel the space around her voice there, which of course echoes this idea that she's getting at of it's not all about you. There's an entire universe that you are a part of. Any other songs that jumped out at you from The Lion King, The Gift?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there are probably two. Obviously, I think Mood Forever, just because Jay-Z's on it and Childish Gambino is on it. And Childish Gambino, Donald Glover actually plays the adult Simba, so kind of her co-star. The takeaway as a person of faith is that life is very difficult, but I think because of the covenant, we can, in the midst of sort of uncertainty, grab a hold to and be firmly rooted in the promises of God. So, you know, we can sort of laugh, we can raise our family. She talks about raising her sons and daughters and going out with her friends and, you know, loving her husband, even though she knows she has enemies and that they're wishing for her downfall. She's kind of saying my mood forever is just one of celebration. And so that is like a good reminder, I think, for Christians. And not that you won't have sadness or hard times or there won't be sorrow or just really difficult things to deal with. But I think just part of the covenant always sort of overwhelms me when I think about it, is just the promise of his presence and the peace that comes with that, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that I can claim that and walk in that anytime I want. It could always be, no matter what happens, peace that God is with me and he's in this and that he longs to be kind and gracious to me. And so I like that song because I think it just feels very celebratory and it's fun. And then I love Brown Skin Girl again with Beyonce platforming other people. I think talking about Kelly Rowland, her best friend, Lupita Nyong'o, Naomi Campbell, like these women that are celebrated, but also just like an ode to maybe women who often feel like because of the color of their skin, they're not as desirable. And Beyonce, who is one of the world's most desirable women, saying, no, you have something to celebrate. Remember what your mom told you. This call to remembrance, I think, also being a part of the covenant of God being like, remember, you're my child and I love you and I adore you and celebrate the way that I've made you. And so I feel like that song is really great too.
That's one where I just love how her music, her voice, I should say, which has become so familiar with us, gets this different context, this a little bit of a different musical context too, that makes it really refreshing and certainly also brings up some of those ideas you were just talking about. It's been a busy year for Beyonce. I mean, a few months before The Lion King, she released her concert movie Homecoming on Netflix. We didn't cover it at the time, but since then, Catherine, you have written about it for TC. That has just been published on the website in the last month. So listeners who want more on Beyonce should check that out. Thank you again, Catherine, for putting in the extra shift on this show. We'll give you a break now. You can take some time off, some time away, but hopefully we can get you back on down the road.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
My God is real.
You are welcome for giving your day a little bit of Al Green there. A 1974 Rolling Stone review of that song, My God Is Real, said that it, quote, combines secular music with religious feeling in just the right measure. Hopefully we've done something of the same on this episode, amplifying those religious feelings in Chance the Rapper's The Big Day and Beyoncé's The Lion King, The Gift. Both carry signs of the covenant, God's promise to the Israelites that they would be his people, a promise fulfilled for all of us in Jesus Christ. For more Al Green, for an entire collection of covenant-themed tracks, check out the Spotify playlist that John J. Thompson put together to accompany this episode. You can find that by searching for the Think Christian playlist on Spotify. Thanks again to Catherine Freeman for joining me. If you want to follow her on Twitter, look for her at Catherine Annette. And if you don't want to miss out on articles like Catherine's piece on Beyoncé's Homecoming or Claude Acho on Chance the Rapper's The Big Day, well, sign up to receive our emails. You can do that at thinkchristian.net/subscribe. You can also connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter. Personally, I'm at Larson on Film, but we also are on there as at Think Christian. A reminder that I'm going to be hosting a day-long film workshop at The Apprentice Gathering in September. It's going to be Thursday, September 26th, to be exact, in Wichita, Kansas. I'll be talking about my book, Movies Are Prayers, and then leading an interactive scene-by-scene breakdown of the original Toy Story as a prayer of confession. Wouldn't you know it, Randy Newman is going to come up there too. You can register at The Apprentice Gathering's website, and we'll link to that on our episode page over at thinkchristian.net/podcast. So our next episode, it's going to be centered on a special project that we've been working on behind the scenes. This is an ebook on a theology of the office. I can't wait to get that ebook out into the world and then discuss it on the show. Maybe you should start re-binging Office episodes so you can be part of that conversation. Don't forget those ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. And if you have specific thoughts about the show, send those directly to me. I'm Josh Larson. You can reach me at jlarson@reframemedia.com. That's J-L-A-R-S-E-N. Thanks for joining us to consider how our pop culture fandom resonates with our faith. The Think Christian Podcast is a production of Reframe Media, a family of programs designed to help you see your whole life reframed by God's gospel story. Visit reframemedia.com for more info. Our audio engineer and post-production supervisor is John Reeder. I'm especially grateful to him for working in all the extra music this week. Lastly, a note of thanks to the Communication Arts Department at Trinity Christian College in Palos Heights, Illinois, which provided the recording space for this episode. Learn more at trnty.edu and go Trolls.